is everyone doing tonight? This is Olivia, the hostess with the mostest. And you know my motto, guys, let's talk about it. Well, starting off, you already know my favorite time of the day is always Twitter in the morning when I get up. So today, what was trending on Twitter, and you know, let's jump into it. It was Pound World Suicide Prevention Day was today. And currently that was trending today, and people around the world were speaking out, showing support and sharing personal messages. And also, as far as this is very, very, as far as important for everyone to know, if you are feeling suicidal, if you are feeling depressed, if you are feeling, you know, it's no way out, I want to provide everyone the suicide hotline number who may be feeling depressed, who may be feeling suicidal, or who may be just feeling down on themselves. I want to give you the number to have, and please do use it. I just wanted to start my show off by doing this. It's very important to me. Personally, I did have someone very close to me commit suicide. It was a sibling of mine. So, you know, this is a very personal matter to me. So if you are feeling suicidal or depressed, please call 1-800-273-8255. Again, that is 1-800-273-8255. And what I noticed as far as on Twitter today, we had a lot of people who were sharing their stories. A lot of people who were trying to uplift and be very uplifting to everyone who may be feeling down, letting them know it is another way, letting them know that they have been through it and that you can pull from it. You just need someone to talk to. So this is why the suicide line hotline is so important. It's professionals who can help you, who can talk to you, you know, so please do not hesitate as far as to call the suicide hotline if you are feeling suicidal, if you are feeling depressed, if you feel there's no way out, please call 1-800-273-8255, which is the suicide hotline. Thank you. Okay, guys, we are going to jump into the main topic today. Let's talk about it. And that is, ladies and gentlemen, what motivates you? When you are motivated, you can make a lot of positive things in your life happen for yourself. Let's talk about that. The thing about it is I always stay motivated. And I'm going to tell you why. When you are a motivated person and you're always doing something, you always got goals set. When you are motivated and you have set a specific goal, and that goal is what motivates you to get to that goal and to complete it. And I'm going to go over some things with you. Personal motivation is key to maintaining almost all aspects of life. If we're not motivated, we're more likely to squander our time and neglect our personal and professional goals. Even the most determined people can lose steam sometimes. So it's always best as far as to keep high spirits. Now, this is a very good article. It's by WikiHow staff. This was on July 21st, 2019. It was actually updated in WikiHow. So, you know, this is a very good article that I ran across that I wanted to go over with you guys with. Another thing that's important, you want to remind yourself of your goals. Usually before devoting time to any specific endeavor, we tend to make short and long-term goals. Remember to keep your goals realistic. That way you won't be disheartened if you don't reach them. That doesn't mean you can't push and challenge yourself, though. If you don't challenge yourself, then it's not really a goal. Now, let's get into this and let's talk about it. For me, I have set several goals for myself, and I have completed each and every one of my goals. One of my very first goals was that I was going to get my master's degree. And not only did I get my master's degree, I got my master's, my bachelor's, and my associate's degree. I am most definitely a business major all the way. With my MBA, I graduated with my MBA with a concentration in human resource management. So, and my bachelor's, it was a Bachelor of Science in Business Management. And my associate's degree is, my associate's is in Foundation of Business. So all three of my degrees make up me. I've always been a very business-like person ever since a little girl. In high school, I had planned out my entire future. Like we had our little books for when we graduated, where we could put in, where will you be 5 years from now? I named where I would be 5 years from there. I put that I would have a good job, that I would be married, and I would probably have one or two kids. I would be in a nice house. And 5 years, exactly 5 years with that, I was married. Right after that, a year, my husband and I waited. We got our house. After we got our home, we waited to have our son. And everything was done, dot, dot, dot. And I had a very good job as well, and so did my husband. So I actually put my future 5 years after. I knew what I was going to do. I knew where I was going to be. And that is really something for a kid of my age in high school. I had everything wrote down. I've always been that way since a young thing. And completing goals was always my thing. So when I always am the type of person, you either go hard or you go home. That's just what it is with me. You go hard or you go home. You set a goal and you give your all to that goal. And I've been like that throughout my entire life. When I set to do something, I go hard to do it. I put everything into it. I do the research in it. I write down everything. I go hard. And I think when you are striving for a goal, that is what you're supposed to do. You keep yourself motivated. It's not about what other people say. It's not, because you know what? You're going to have haters. And you wave high to the haters, because why they are hating, you are steady getting yourself and all your goals done. So when the haters are sitting back hating and talking and running their mouths and all that type of stuff, not accomplishing nothing, you steady got goals set. And you'd have met each goal. Every goal you set, you meet in each goal. So I always say, a hater is a person who's, first of all, they jealous of you. And they're upset with themselves because they haven't got to the level of where you've gotten. So what they do is they try to hate and talk about everyone else because they're not where they want to be in life. So whether they make up rumors, they talk about you, they say things, it's because they're jealous. They're not happy with themselves. And that's just what it is. So being the type of person that I am, I'm a very cocky person and very confident person. I look at the situation where, okay, so you can't sleep at night because you're so much worried about me. So I already know that I'm the shit from the very beginning. Because if you can't sleep at night worrying about what I do all day, then obviously, you know, I'm that woman. And I know that. Because see, when you have the haters who can't even sleep at night because they worrying about what you do 24 hours a day, then first of all, I'm laughing at them. I'm laughing at them because I'm like, oh, you can't sleep. You so much obsessed with me and what I'm doing every day. You can't even sleep. So that means I'm doing things right. You feel me? So that means I'm doing everything right. I'm handling my business. I could care less what a hater's doing, because you know what? A hater going to be in the same spot where they are and that's nowhere. While you're steady prospering and rising to the top, they in the same spot. Still talking about everybody, still talking about this and that, but won't get themselves together, but won't do anything for themselves. So, you know what haters do for me? They motivate me to go even harder, baby, to go even harder. So, the main thing about motivation is you always want to make sure that you set your goal. Once you have your goal set of whatever that goal may be, then you have different levels, you have different steps that you do. The first thing you want to do is you want to go to Family Dollar, go to Walmart, wherever you need to be. Get some pens, get some notebooks, and you start writing. And what you need those pens and notebooks for is that you're writing down, this is where I want to be at a specific time. This is the goal. This is what I'm going to do to reach the goal. These are the things that I need to have to reach the goal. And you have folders, you have your papers, you write everything down, you get everything in order, and you check mark off each thing that you're doing to get to that goal. You want to make sure that you're eating healthy, you're keeping a clear mind, you're getting enough sleep. I mean, all of this helps you reach your goal. These are things that you most definitely have to do. And as I was saying, you have to make your weekly checkpoints to track your progress. Now, everyone needs to see how they are keeping up with their goals if they want to stay motivated. If you see that you're on track or even excelling every time you check your progress, you can be motivated and happy that you're getting there. If you see that you're lagging on your goals, it may be the kickstart you need to help get back on track. Now, the thing about the situation, make sure to reward yourself every time you achieve your weekly goals. This could be a simple bowl of ice cream after a long, hard week of working out, as rewarding as a trip to the spa for all hard work. Whatever rewards that keeps you going are the ones you should be giving yourself. So you want to treat yourself sometime. And the thing about that is, for me, I don't really treat myself. I might treat myself once in a blue moon, and that's by going to the nail shop, getting nails, toes, eyelashes done. When I treat myself, or going to the hotel, going to the Hilton, when I treat myself, it's going to cost money. Trust me on that. When Chantel treats, when Olivia, the hostess with the mostest, treats herself, it's going to be money. That means as far as the Hilton, that means nails, toes, hair done, all of that, that is my treatment to myself. And I think you should do that sometime, not all the time, but at least sometimes. Well, that's what I do. Now, the next thing that we're going to do is you're going to give yourself breaks. Sometimes even the most determined people get overwhelmed. You may be burning yourself out, and much needed break might be just what you need. If it's fitness goal, maybe take 3 or 4 days rest instead of your normal 1 or 2 days rest. If it's school, don't try to do all work in one sitting, but stretch it out over the course of a day or week. Now, usually with me, I will take a day off of work, or I will take, as far as with my breaks, I will take an hour break here and an hour break there. So I will place my schedule where I'm at least getting an hour off, increments of working like 3 hours, take an hour, break off, work another 3 hours, take an hour, break off, work another 3 hours, and you get my drift. You want to get that rest so it brings you back up and refreshes you so you can continue on. So it's very important to give yourself breaks. Also, don't be too hard on yourself. Everyone falls short sometimes. If you fail to meet your goals for the week, take it as a lesson. Try to complete your next target before time so they can you can actually use the saved time to complete the pending work. This way, you will stay right on schedule even if you haven't taken a hit. So what you basically want to do is you definitely don't want to get down on yourself. even when you're feeling like, oh, I just can't do it, it's too hard. Now, that's how I was feeling in college. I mean, it was some stressful times because I was working at the same time. So I had a full-time job and going to college full-time at the same time. And you want to talk about stress when you're working? I mean, and then you're coming home driving from a 3-hour commute up and a 3-hour commute to get back home. And then coming home, you might have to hit the books. You might have to get that assignment in so it will be in before a specific time. So you're talking about working and going to college at the same time, full time for both. So when you find yourself in situations like that and you're trying to meet your goal, you do have to just fall back a little bit. If you can, just get that rest. If you need to take a few hours off, when you're in the books constantly, just fall back and take 1 hour. Just take 1 hour to rejuvenate yourself, get some juice, eat something, rejuvenate yourself. Now, we have bigger goals. We have goals like, you know, you may have a goal of getting a home. So you have to get your credit score in order. You have to get your savings account in order. You have to make sure that your bills are being paid on time, which they should always be paid on time. Credit card bills, you want to make sure you're pulling credit reports. You just want to make sure that you're doing everything that you need to do for that goal, you know? And I can't stress how important it is as far as to keep yourself motivated. And when you are motivated, as I said, you can make a lot of positive things in your life happen for yourself. You keep that in mind. The next thing we're going to talk about is technology corner, guys. Oh, guess what? Well, guys, we have a new iPhone 11, and it is not pretty, y'all. I just don't like the 3-camera circles. I just don't. My thing is, why 3? Why do we have to have 3 eyes? Why do we have to have 3 eyes? Why? You know, so the new iPhone 11 has like 3 camera eyes on the back of the phone. Now, mind you, I am a sucker for the white iPhone. I love the white iPhone. When my white iPhone went up, and of course my insurance paid it, my phone insurance paid it, but of course when they send you a new phone, they don't give you the same phone you had before, meaning they don't give you the white. They always say that the white phones, oh, we're out of the white phones. Sorry, the insurance, we can't replace the white phone. We only have the black ones left. That pisses me off. Now, mind you, I have not upgraded since iPhone, I think iPhone 6 Plus. I have not upgraded. Now, they're on 11. So that will tell you how much I haven't upgraded. Now, my son is on 10. So he keeps upgrading. But for me, with Verizon, I can upgrade my phone right now if I want to. And matter of fact, get a brand new iPhone 11. Matter of fact, they begging me to get an iPhone 11. Miss Collins, please get an iPhone 11, basically. So my thing about the situation is that the new iPhone 11 release, let's talk about it. Now, Apple has just announced the iPhone 11 at its big iPhone launch event in San Francisco. We got the first details of the new phone right here. And guys, I am on Tech Radar, one of my favorite as far as websites to go to. Now, mind you, as far as with Apple, they just launched the iPhone. So what we listed and what as far as that the Tech Radar has found and listed, below they've listed all the key specs and features of the new iPhone as we've learned them. But if you want to read about everything else unveiled, you may want to follow along with the iPhone 11 launch event live blog. Now, mind you, the iPhone 11 arrives alongside the iPhone 11 Pro and the iPhone 11 Pro Max, which are the Apple's top-end handsets this year. The iPhone 11 is designed as a sequel to the iPhone XR. Now, the iPhone XR is the one my son has, like the iPhone XR Max, I believe. So he has that one. Now, the new iPhone 11 has been confirmed by Apple on stage. So the information is just basically coming up and everyone's just getting it from what Tech Radar is saying. Now, currently, as far as now, it's the iPhone 11 is starting at $699. Now, that's where it's starting at. But we're looking at $1,199, which is the $699 is a touch cheaper than the iPhone XR, which was launched. Now, mind you, the iPhone XR Max, which my son got, I believe we were at maybe $1,200, I'm thinking. I can't remember what it is, to tell you the truth, but that's what we were ranging at. Trust me on that. And I got it for him for his birthday, so, you know, it was a birthday gift. Now, mind you, the new iPhone 11 is available in purple, white, yellow, green, black, and product red. The rear of the phone is glass, and there's a lightning connector on the bottom edge. There's no 3.5mm headphone jack on this device. With Apple having dropped the port, okay, so Apple did drop the port, so it comes with a 6.1-inch liquid Retina display, which is the same size as the screen on the 2018's iPhone XR. The notch remains the top of the screen, and overall, the device looks remarkably like last year's phone. Now, mind you, it's also water resistant. Coming with the IP68 rating, that should mean you're able to submerge it in a bath, or take it in the shower. Now, see, this is an extra bonus, guys. And it will survive in up to 2 meters of water. So it is, you know, come on now. It's waterproof now. So that's what we're talking about. Now, also, there's a big focus on the camera this year. And that's because it's a dual lens sensor for the first time on the cheaper iPhone. There's a 12MP wide camera with a 26mm lens that's paired with a 12MP ultra wide camera. That second snapper has a 120-degree field of view. It also has the night mode, has returned for low light conditions, and it comes turned on automatically on the iPhone 11. Now, this is similar to the affair of Google's night sight on the Pixel phones, and on the on-stage example seemed quite impressive. Now, quote-unquote, as far as Tech Radar was stating, now, this is like all new information that was coming out because actually Apple, you know, made the big announcement in San Francisco. So they're basically getting news as it's coming out. But these are just some of the things of the new iPhone 11, guys. So y'all should check it out. I would say, you know, do your Googling, look over some things, see if you like it. I mean, I'm looking at the phones now, the different colors. To be honest with you, I love the different colors. I really, really love the different colors that they do have. You know, that's the exciting thing to me. They have some gorgeous colors on here. But still, with me, I would go with the white. That's just my favorite. I always love the white iPhone, so I would just still go with that. That's just me personally. And the next thing we're going to move on into, guys, is health and fitness. Let's talk about it. Health fitness, ladies and gentlemen. So currently, as far as with the health and fitness guide, and I love WebMD. So we are going to be on WebMD talking about this. Let's talk about it. Now, for the health and fitness, the most important thing that you always want to remember is when you're just starting again to exercise, you want to ease into it. You cannot go into exercising full blast. Like, you cannot go into exercising and you're starting, you know, lifting weights at 150 or 200 pound weights. Come on, you're going to go in and you're going to hurt yourself. You know, you have to ease into it. You have to make sure you're eating healthy. You also have to make sure that when you're exercising, that is actually boosting your metabolism. You just want to do things like that. So, how to boost your metabolism with exercise? What you want to do is, this includes all the things your body does to turn food into energy and keep you going. Now, some people have faster metabolisms than others. Now, some things that affect whether your metabolism is speedy or sluggish includes things you don't control, like your age, sex, and genes. Sometimes a sluggish thyroid could decrease the metabolism, but once you find out that it is normal, speeding it up is up to you. Focus on what really does make a difference, and that's exercise. Muscle cells need a lot of energy, which means they burn a lot of calories. In fact, they burn more calories than fat cells, even when you're not exercising. So the time you spend working out reaps benefit long after you stop sweating. The thing about exercise, it becomes even more important as you get older. You naturally lose muscle mass with age, which slows down your metabolism. Now, with that, I'm going to tell you exactly with that what happens. As an older woman, when you get older, your metabolism slows down. So whatever you eat, like such if you're eating fatty food, the fat is going to stay on you. Versus is when you were a young teenager of maybe like 13, 14 years old, you could eat ice cream, you could eat macaroni and cheese, you could eat like a whole bunch of fatty foods in one day, and you would actually burn it off the next day. Because your metabolism is very, very fast. When you're an older woman like me, whatever you eat is staying on you. It's not coming off. You do have to exercise, in which I'm not an exerciser type gal. I'm not. I love to eat. I love gravies, mashed potatoes, macaroni and cheeses, spare ribs. So I love to eat. I'm a country woman. I love to eat. I'm not going to front. I love my food. But also, I do have high blood pressure as well. So I do have to be careful. And we all have to be careful about cholesterol and high blood pressure. But because I'm older, my metabolism has slowed way down. So I can pick up the weight very, very easily because of that. So I would always say, you know, when I get older or whatever, I'm really going to have to watch what I eat. But I'm not really abiding by it. So, you know, and shame on me. But what I'm telling all of you is please, you want to make sure that when it comes to your health and your fitness, you want to make sure that you are exercising, but you're exercising properly. If you're new to exercising, you really want to go into it gradually. You don't want to, you know, hit the floor running, as you say. You want to just basically gradually go into it. You don't want to start starving yourself or going on like major diets right away. You want to gradually, as far as eat the healthy foods, you know, so you can't just jump into something. You have to gradually do it because when you jump right in, it's going to end up hurting you. So you guys remember that. And this is the end of my show tonight, guys. I am Olivia, the hostess with the mostest. And as I always say, guys, please hit me up, leave a voicemail, you know, let me know how the show has been doing. And what you do have to come for October, guys, is that it is October. So I'm going to be talking a lot about UFOs. I'm going to be talking a lot about Area 51. I'm going to be talking a lot about ghosts, paranormal activity. So for October, that's basically what my shows are going to be about for the whole entire month of October. I love paranormal activity. I love as far as Area 51. I really love things of that nature, UFOs. So I'm into that. So we're going to be talking about it. And I'm Olivia, the hostess with the mostest, guys. And you have a great night. You know my motto. Let's talk about it. Have a great night, guys. And I'm gone. I'm gonna tell you no matter.